Open wide. It's Mouth Time.
With Reductress.
I'm Quen.
And I'm Div.
And we're just two girls.
Who share what our heads are thinking.
By moving our mouths.
Sort of like that.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. We're still trapped in LA.
We're talking about the C word. That's right, cravings.
We learn about how dating an older man means checking your voicemail.
We give serious medical advice to ailing listeners.
And we talk to comedian and writer for Inside Amy Schumer, Christine Nangle.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and news that's strong enough for a man and that man is super gay.
Okay. Just wanted to give an update that we're still trapped in LA. And we're starting to show symptoms. I don't know how much longer we can make it. Div has developed an accent.
Hello.
LA is starting to make her crazy.
Erm Nert Kurzer.
She literally just woke up this morning talking like this.
I think accents are sexer.
Div thinks accents are sexy, but this is not a sexy accent. I can actually do a British accent, though, if you want to hear.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Hello, I'm Quen, and I'm from London.
Oh!
Div, we have to get you back to normal. You guys at home can't see this because it's a podcast, but we do mostly talking on this show, and Div can't talk like this.
I'm fine. Whatever.
Okay, I'm going to do a really complicated remedy that my grandmama did to me when I was a child that has now legally been categorized as abuse.
Cool.
Okay, the first step is to take one tiny sip of water.
Okay, what's next?
Div, you're cured.
I am? Oh my God, I am.
Were you just dehydrated?
I guess so.
Phew.
Must have been from setting all those forest fires.
Oh.
Honestly, it's the only way I can feel out here.
Okay, so on to our theme.
Cravings. Women are always craving things.
I am, and so are you. What do you get cravings for the most, Div?
Just personally speaking, and every woman is different, mm-hmm. I think the thing that I crave the most personally is food.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, I crave it.
Wow. Okay, I crave, like, all sorts of things, like pickles or the crumbs of a muffin that a normal-sized person is eating.
I crave, like, the weirdest things, like alphabet soup in alphabetical order.
Okay, so what do you do when... Stay with me here. You have a craving.
I usually do this, and it's based on science. What I do is I distract myself with something else, like theft.
Oh, cool. All I've ever really, like, deeply craved is water, so I can't relate.
Oh, craving water, you mean you just get thirsty?
No.
How do you crave water if you're not thirsty?
You're just like, oh, I need that.
Like in a... I'm a bad bitch and I'm gonna have some water now, sort of.
No, way. You're like, my mouth feels dry. I'm craving water.
Okay. And you've never craved anything else?
Well, sometimes I get like really weird cravings. Like sometimes I crave knowledge and sometimes I'm like, am I pregnant?
What a weird craving.
I just love cravings. Sometimes I crave cravings. Oh, I want that so bad.
Oh my God. You should have it. You deserve it.
Thank you.
So what craving are you craving right now?
Oh, I'm craving a New York slice of pizza. Like, I'm craving that craving.
Oh my God. I totally crave that.
Yeah.
Craving that sounds so good right now.
Like, I just miss the idea of New York pizza.
The concept of craving LA pizza, it just does. It's like not even the same food.
No, it's not. It's like a different food. It's like a smooth. It's called a smoothie.
And like,
here. It's
I
so
would,
weird.
I would craving a smoothie, or I'd craving like tacos. Like Mexican food out here is so much better to crave.
Right, right. But like, you're like, one pizza, please. And they hand you a cup and you're like, this is messed up.
And it's like, oh, it's green juice. And it's because I said green juice. My mouth is dry.
Exactly. Anyway.
It's just sort of like that Katie Lang song, Constant Craving Craving.
Who?
I think it's Katy Perry's alter ego or something.
Oh, I love that.
So let's keep talking about cravings, cravings, because I feel like we're just sort of shamed into not talking about it. And I think it's really important to talk about things that people think are shameful.
No.
Do you think it's worth getting pregnant just so you can have real cravings and not just crave cravings?
I'm going to go with definitely not.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just going to say no. I don't know. I don't even know if that's what I believe. I'm just going to say no.
Oh, that's me like constantly. Like I'll just say stuff and it's like, do I believe that? And it's like. Stop impeding yourself with thought.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah. No, like, I don't even know, but like, no.
Yeah. Well, because you'd get bigger.
So bad.
I feel like if you got pregnant after like a day of being pregnant, you just, your body would, your skin would just split open.
That does not happen to people, but it would happen to me.
Personally for me, like I am in a constant state of like demi-pregnant, which just means like I could be pregnant at some point. So like I'll just like stock up on pickle ice cream. That's like a pickleback shot instead, but it's like you have a pint of ice cream and then a jar of pickles.
I love that.
I love it so much. But no, so for me, like, no, like, I don't think it's worth getting pregnant. I don't know if that's crazy. Like, we're 100% on the same page right now that we would not get pregnant, just have cravings.
Totally.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. And now it's time for
The Mouthwash. This is where we use one of our favorite Reductress articles as a meal replacement bar and save tons of calories.
This week's article is How Dating an Older Man Helped Me Learn to Check My Voicemail by Amanda Gale.
This one is so, so inspoing. But personally speaking, like, what is a voicemail?
Oh, it's like an audio recording where you tell someone you just called. At least that's how my grandmama explained it to me.
Why would somebody do that?
Oh, because they're old and they don't know how phones work.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So this nice old man in this article taught his much younger girlfriend about how to check her voicemail because that's what dating older men is like all about.
Oh, I thought it was all about having a substitute daddy.
No, no. It's about learning about things that don't matter, like the eagles.
Or eagles, the animal.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what those are.
Yeah. Like, they're all guys over the age of 50 are members of the Audubon Society. Like, it just happens. They, like, mail you a card in the mail.
And you're like, what's the mail? I only use email.
Honestly, like, literally, what's the mail? Like, if I need to, like, say something, like, for example, if I needed to tell Quinn, like, hey, I'm going to be out tomorrow because I'm
actually, can you just email me that?
I'm just saying, for example.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were, like, talking about work.
Oh, no. I mean, I am going to be out tomorrow. I will email this to you.
Oh, can you email that to me?
Yeah. Sometimes Quinn is too small to understand that I'm doing things just for example.
What?
So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I totally get it now. I'm actually away from my computer right now because I'm recording a podcast.
That's fair.
Can you email me later? Actually, you know what? You should email me now and it will still be on my computer when I get back.
So the frustration that I'm feeling right now with Quinn, and like I like to talk about that, like I'm into radical honesty and like radical skateboarding.
What?
All at the same time.
Oh.
I am different from Quinn because Quinn is dating a hot young guy and I like to date guys that are like so unattractive that it like makes me feel like the hole is just closing over forever.
Yeah, that's like ageless.
Yeah, it's like a desert that also isn't there.
Cool.
So that's why I love dating older guys. I do it like once a year. Like some people do mushrooms once a year to like, you know, for an experience. But I do that with old men because it just like shakes me to my core because it's like, oh my God, your skin is old the way like a bag would be old.
And then the guy is like, why is your core so shaken?
And
I don't know. I don't know what old men talk about. I've never met one. Sorry.
No, they definitely say a lot of that. At least the ones who are my Pilates instructors.
So like in your experience, like what's the difference? Like how are older men different than younger men? Oh, is it their age?
Yeah. That's a surprising thing. I didn't realize is that it's not just that they are old people. Like
what?
It's not like they're old.
I hate old.
Sorry. Quinn is coughing on the concept of aging.
I never want to age.
And that was
The Mouthwash.
So we've got a new segment for you today.
Yeah, and it's called
Lady Docs.
Okay, so as you know, Div and I are basically doctors.
Because I have fucked 2.5 of them.
Yeah, so we've got some questions from our listeners about their bodies, and we're going to tell them what's up medically.
Yeah, like medically speaking, we're basically doctors. Okay, so here's one from Anonymous. Dear Dr. Quinn and Dr. Div, I've been feeling pain in my abdomen for a few weeks now, and it's getting worse, and I have a high fever. Should I ignore it?
I guess it depends on what your doctor says.
Yeah, I would ask your doctor. You should go to the
doctor. Yeah, just like go to the doctor.
To the doctor.
Okay, what's the next one? Dear doctors, I'm just a teen.
Cool.
And I'm super embarrassed to ask my mom about this, but I really look up to you guys. Can you get strap down there?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I didn't know it was legal for teens to listen to our show, so I'm excited to hear that they're either breaking the law or invested.
Yeah, me too. This one's tough.
This is tough. I would say, like, talking to your mom about it, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But.
Like, you should ask your mom, but.
But.
I hate to say this.
I hate to say it, but.
You got to ask a doctor.
You got to ask a doctor.
I feel like I'm almost a doctor. And there are certain things where it's like, I'm really good at it doctor wise because I just like get it. But there are other things that are just like so complicated and like so specialized, like vag strep, that it's like, I don't have a degree in that exactly. So you should ask a doctor.
Yeah. Like our doctor degrees are sort of more like,
they're broad.
You know, on the job experience.
Right, right.
Instead of like, you know, telling a teen about sexual health. So like, I just feel like you, talk to a doctor, have your mom bring you to a doctor.
Yeah. Or go
to a
school, that's really good. That way, if you can't drive, because I don't know what age of teen
you
are.
State you're in.
Yeah.
Could be one of those states where it's like, oh,
you could drive a tractor.
We need the kid to drive a tractor, right? Because there are too many farms. We need to get rid of the farms.
Yeah. So maybe it's like one of those states where they're like, just give a kid a tractor and he'll fish for a lifetime.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Last one.
Dear Dr. Quinn and Dr. Div, I've been gaining weight out of control ever since I've had my first child. What can I do to slim down?
Oh, I actually know the answer to this one.
What is it?
It's don't eat or ask a doctor.
Yeah, like definitely don't ask your doctor because they might not fuck you.
No.
If you talk about something unfuckable like, doctors, oh, I'm gaining weight.
Doctors don't judge like that.
Well, I mean, you just want to keep it hot, keep it light.
Keep it locked.
So don't ask your doctor. I would say like gaining weight out of control, have your first child. I would say like maybe put the kid down and then step on the scale and see if that helps. It might just be that your kid's getting bigger and you're always holding your kid.
I hate that.
If your kid's like 12, like.
That's messed up.
That'll do it.
Oh, maybe she didn't actually have the baby yet. Maybe she's like, I'm gaining so much weight. And it's like, you didn't have the baby yet. You're like imagining it. And it's like, you're still preg.
Yeah, it could be one of those things like, yeah, like maybe like you're crazy and like baby's still growing in you and like I don't know, like maybe all of this is a hologram.
Yeah. I think that the diagnosis on this one is that you're effing insane.
Yeah, like you sound sort of crazy and like put your 12-year-old down and like we're in the matrix. And yeah. So that was
Lady Docs.
Hey there, ear haver. Do you love mouth time or are you just playing?
Yeah. Are you just playing?
Are you?
Are you? You playing?
Are you playing?
You playing?
Ask yourself, is there a ball in your hand?
Ask yourself.
Are you playing?
Are you playing?
Basketball?
Basketball.
Are you a professional basketball player?
Are you playing baseball?
If you're a regular listener to Mouth Time or a professional athlete, it's super easy for you to show us how much you love us.
Yeah. Just go to patreon.com/reductress, which is patreon.com/reductress and pledge just $1 a month
or five of those dollars that we just talked about will get you legit bonus content.
And for $30 a month, we'll give you a shout out.
That's real,
even though we're fake.
Yeah, like we're fake. Like I'm not here to like talk about like, I don't care that I'm fake. I don't care that you think I'm fake.
I'm going
to
talk behind your back because I'm fake. Or are you just playing?
Like, I'm going to tell you that I'm real. I mean, I'm going to tell you I'm fake because I'm real.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm fake.
Anyway, if you donate to us, which would mean a lot to us, we'll like say your name into a microphone or give you bonus content. Or we'll thank you the only way we know how.
By saying thank you.
It's true.
Speaking of that, we want to give a shout out to Luke Mitchell for his pledge of 30 bones.
That's more bones than I have in my whole body.
It's true. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast, Luke. You can be like Luke if you go to patreon.com/reductress.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Luke is a hot name.
Yeah. And we're saying that because we're fake, but also Luke.
If your name
were like a cylindrical object, I would put it in my... I'm not going to tell you where.
Men are not entitled to women. However, if you can find us, you can F us.
Just go to patreon.com/reductress.
And just like Luke, rescue us from LA, please.
And we'll
please.
Pledge ourselves to you forever.
Please.
Please.
Are you playing?
Are you playing?
Okay. We would love to welcome our favorite guest right now. She's a 5-time Emmy nominated writer for SNL, Inside Amy Schumer, and a new show, The Mick, Christine Nangle.
Hi, Christine.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Honestly, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Here.
Yeah. Well, you had me here. I'm here because of
right, yeah. But it's like humans are like, we evolve to like sort of scratch each other's eyes out whenever we see each other. And like the fact that you're not doing that is sort of like you are welcoming me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a low bar, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm all about low bars.
That's like a thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Div.
How's your day going? Like, how do you feel, like, on a scale from, like, one to, like John Stamos?
Yeah. John Stamos after Grandfathered got canceled?
Yeah. He's, like, still so happy, though, because, like, I just, well, I like, kind of had, like, a weird thing with him where, like, we were texting back and forth. And, like, I was, like, I have a boyfriend. But he still was, like, the thing is, like, Greek yogurt, the landscape's changing. Right. And so I do feel like I did send him some flowers after I heard the news, like the tragic news about Grandfathered. And he wrote back, "Thanks so much. Wish it had been yogurt.
Wish
the flowers had been yogurt."
You had sent him yogurt.
He loves Greek yogurt.
So he needs more yogurt.
That's more yogurt. Yeah. It's like good gut bacteria.
It's like, is it a problem though? Like, at what point is yogurt too much yogurt?
I wonder if you can get addicted, your gut could get addicted and just keep needing more bacteria.
Yeah.
That's honestly my biggest fear.
That's like the trap that I've fallen into for the past like 3 quarters is like, I need so much bacteria just to get through. Like, yeah. If I feel my body get clean, I'm just like, I have to go lick the gutter.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day, it's like, you know, there are breastfeeding rooms in offices. Why isn't there a bacteria room?
Right.
Totally.
That's fair.
Right?
Yeah. So, Christine, you're from Philadelphia.
That's right.
What is that?
It's a city in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
A pretty big state.
I don't think I get it, but it's cool.
I can, like, conceptually see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm, like, really open to other perspectives.
Yeah.
You guys seem like it.
Yeah. Like, we had a woman on the show who was, like, she could, like, astrally project. Mm-hmm. Into other dimensions, and it was like, I don't fully understand. Like, don't, it's like the same kind of thing.
But, okay.
Yeah.
But you've seen maps.
Mm. Yeah. Like, in the sense that, like, I have a phone.
Right.
And I have, like, used the phone to make texts before. Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, essentially, like, if you look at a map, you can see the different states in the union, and I'm from one of the states. I'm assuming you guys are from New York.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can tell.
Yeah, we live there.
Yeah, we like live there. We're actually, we want to get back, but we don't know how.
Awkward story. We're stuck in LA.
Yeah, it's so awkward.
We keep trying to go out of it, but we can't find
home. It's so random.
That is random.
Yeah.
Do you mean like bloodhounds we could like borrow and maybe they'll die?
No. Okay. I have a pit bull and I don't want him to die.
Good. What's his name?
His name's Philby.
What isn't his name?
His name is Philby.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like have never been, but I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
That's good. So you used to write for SNL and now you write for Amy Schumer, which first of all, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We just love like chortling.
Yeah.
We love to chort. We love to chort. We're big chorters. So what is the biggest difference between these two shows besides the title?
I'd say the title is a big one. That would have been the answer I would have given. So sure. Now I'm a little bit at a loss. I think the subject matter, it's a lot more fun for me and more interesting for me to write the stuff that I want to write. And so that's what I was able to do on Amy Schumer. Whereas with SNL, you're a little bit more constricted because you're writing more for a different audience.
Right, because it has to be for Saturday night. Otherwise,
it just won't work.
It won't work.
Yeah, people receive information differently on Saturday nights.
It's true. I mean, the Earth's axis lines up with like the moon's rising sign.
I don't think that's why.
The thing is, I think you have a different body temperature on Saturday nights because your body's like, it's halfway through the weekend, so something's got to give.
I don't think that's true either, but it was a fun experience working on Amy Schumer.
Yeah. What's it like working on a show where she doesn't believe in computers?
Is that hard?
Do you have to like keep them away from her? Otherwise she goes into like a panic, like a spooked horse.
Is that something you had heard that she doesn't believe in computers?
We just assumed.
Yeah.
We were like, there's gotta be something wrong. And we were like, oh, you know what? I bet she's scared.
She doesn't believe in them. And also she is scared.
She's not a scared. She is good with computers.
Huh.
I've seen her with computers. I've never seen her be...
Are you sure they were real computers and that they weren't like a facsimile?
I'm not sure. I have gotten emails from her, so I'm going to assume...
Wow.
...they were from her. But now you guys are making me think twice.
That's all we're here to do.
We love to make people question things.
Yeah.
When I...
It's like really work. It works now because now I'm wondering what's real.
Some people call it gaslighting. We call it experimenting with thoughts in other people's brains.
Yeah. It's like journalism. Like I don't want to say I graduated from the Columbia School of Journalism because mostly I just sort of streaked across the stage because I thought that people would like it.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
I didn't stick around long enough to. I'm like a very fast runner. I'm like really good at it.
Yeah. So you streak for you, not for other people.
I streak for me and for like exercise.
Gotcha.
Because otherwise I get cranky. Yeah. But so like as like a person who lives in New York or LA, mm-hmm. which do you live in, and do you like it?
I live in LA mostly,
and that stands for.
Los Angeles.
Cool.
It's okay. Another city. It's within a completely different state on a different coast.
Oh, believe
Quinn,
us, we know.
Quinn, we're stuck. Another what? Clue. It stands for Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's going to be our ticket out.
It's going to help. Thank you.
Thank you so
well,
much.
You could get a ticket out. Actually,
I don't know.
Like
that's just a
ticket.
Phrase. It doesn't really mean anything.
Oh, okay.
It's an idiomatic expression.
Ticket. Okay. Yeah. And I enjoy living in Los Angeles right now. It's works for me.
Is that like how you really feel? Or is that like what, you know, you're supposed to say?
Who would be listening?
They, whoever is out there who's just like, you got to choose one city.
Yeah. No. You think I do? I don't want to do that.
You don't
have
to. Yeah, good.
You don't have to. Hey.
Fight they.
You don't have to.
Okay.
They're going to tell you you have to, and we just want to let you
know.
You
guys did, though. You guys are the ones that asked me to.
You have to choose, but you shouldn't have to.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to answer that question. Okay.
Honestly, we didn't want you to.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is a question that I know that probably everyone asks you because, you know, Inside Amy Schumer gets a ton of publicity. But we also just want to ask you, like, how many times have you had to stand up in a wedding ceremony and say, I object?
Yeah. zero. Have I had to, but have I chosen to? A few.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I've chosen.
Was it like did it work out in your favor?
Well, what does your favor really mean?
Just whatever was motivating you to stand up and be like, I object. Like, did that work out?
That worked out for me, and that's what I wanted to do, and I did it, and I felt like brave.
So brave.
Yeah.
Do you have any like weddings coming up this season that you have to go to?
You know what? I actually don't.
Wow.
Yeah, believe it or not.
That's so good. Like, all of our friends get married, like, pretty much every year because they're beautiful, but they're also, like, a mess on the inside.
Right. I'm not going to get married until all my friends have gotten married, and then I can not replicate. I don't want anyone to do something for their wedding that I've done.
So that's a choice that you're making. Like, you're putting it off.
Yeah, I get proposed to literally every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm like, Chab, I'm like, back off.
Yeah, Quinn says, like, I'm not getting married until everyone can get married. But she doesn't mean, like, legally. She means, like,
until everyone
because
does.
They're getting married. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be young and beautiful, but I'm also hoping that by the time I get married, there's like some medical advancements that will allow me to regress physically.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And speaking
honestly,
of which,
I can't wait.
Yeah. Fully honor system, all about it. Were you ever a Girl Scout?
No, I wasn't. I was a Bluebird or something. It was like the Catholic version.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. But like only for a year.
I've never heard of that.
I don't remember what, I don't know.
Instead of patches, did you just like get Hail Marys?
Well, instead of patches, we like burned our skin in the name of Jesus. I don't know. I don't remember
beautiful.
What we did.
Honestly, that's like not that different.
That's really funny. I love that like they felt the need to have a separate organization, even though the Girl Scouts of America are like pretty religious also.
Yeah. Like people say that the point of Girl Scouts is to get patches. And some people say the point of Girl Scouts is to get cookies. But I'm like, isn't anyone here to find God or what?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Do you believe the rumors that God lives in the La Brea tar pits?
I hadn't heard those rumors.
I just started it now.
Sure.
Cool.
I mean, love I do it. Think God's a dinosaur. So why not?
Oh my God. Yeah. Which one?
Which
if one? God what if God were a dinosaur, just a stranger?
What if God were one of us? A dinosaur.
Which
like
dinosaur?
One of us?
A dinosaur sang that song. That was the first hit song by a dinosaur, a Brachiosaurus.
Wow. That's what everyone thought that was a nose ring, but it was really like a sort of a flat bill to crush plant matter.
Yeah, so you could breathe while in the water. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. You got a fave dino?
It's just a little thing that I think I like the Triceratops. I think that's a kind of a corny answer. I think a lot of people like
no,
Triceratops.
It's a good
no,
one.
It's romantic.
Is it good?
It's
do
good.
You guys think that's good?
You gotta
it's
get
like,
the three.
That like makes me believe in love because it's like all the rom-coms, like they like give you these ideals about Triceratops and you're like, can it really happen to me?
No.
But like you're allowed to like wish for that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like what Carrie Bradshaw said that like any woman in New York, she can either have a good top left horn a good top right horn or a good nose horn, but never all three at the same time.
Right. And that's like really, that's what's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. What would you say to like a young woman who is considering a career in comedy about dinosaurs? Like what advice would you give her?
What advice would I give her about dinosaurs?
Yeah. If she was like, I don't know, like I have this safe job and like I'm engaged. I don't know. Like
I would be like, follow your heart, but you know, watch out for dinosaurs and don't fall in love.
Don't fall in love.
Don't fall in love.
Is that a rule of yours?
Yeah, just don't fall in love.
Cool.
I think that helps with anything.
Yeah.
Any advice? Parking? You know, work?
I can't tell you how many times I've
my parking
knocked
is thwarted.
Off somebody's side mirror.
Absolutely.
Because I was so
thwarted.
In love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're really vocal about reproductive rights.
I am.
Online.
Am I? I guess I am. That's true.
You're a warrior.
And that you've like said one thing. Whenever women say a thing, it means that they're vocal. Even if they
say one. Anyway, we reductists do believe that women should have the right to say what's going on in our bodies. Mostly that we should have the right to choose if we have twins or triplets. Where do you stand?
Are you asking me to choose between triplets and twins, or
we're asking if you're with us,
are
or
you with
against
us or against us?
I don't think I'm not clear on what
why
when people say
question.
Right to choose, what they mean is like I get to choose what's in my body, and you're like I get to have twins if I want or triplets if I want, enough right. of like some other like thing deciding,
like nature
or something.
I'm still unclear what I'm voting for. I think you should be able to control your body.
Love it.
Yeah. What had happened was Gwen and I found a issue of Time magazine from when Roe v. Wade fell. And we
fell.
Yeah. When it fell
like
down.
It fell down.
The Roe v. Wade.
It got
it was
hurt
like a,
and everyone
a statue.
Was like, thank God.
Yeah.
What?
They pulled it down. The Roe v. Wade.
It's still going strong ish.
It was the big statue in the square in Iraq, and they threw ropes around it and pulled it down.
Oh, no, I don't think that was Roe v. Wade. That was Saddam Hussein.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
No, I love Saddam Hussein.
No, you don't.
It is. No, I think women should have the right to choose.
Do not fall in love. Hello. I just said it.
Okay.
Don't fall in love.
Okay, but what if it's like a guy with like sandy hair and like he like stares at the horizon. He's got something in his heart, but he doesn't know what. And
stop
like,
describing Chab.
Oh, is that?
That's her fiance boyfriend.
Yeah.
Secret admirer.
He's like, it's hard because like sometimes he texts me and he's like, miss you. And I'm like, can you just keep to yourself?
Right.
But then other times he doesn't text me and I'm like, are you obsessed with me or not?
Yeah.
Right. You need him to be obsessed with you.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are three things that like keep you going despite the fact that the very ground we walk upon is trying to pull us into it?
I think I don't think about that is the first thing.
Okay. Is that because you live in LA and you're mostly in a car, so you're not thinking about
Like I'm always in my car.
Yeah, because like in New York we like walk.
Yeah, you guys walk.
And like in LA you like drive. So it's like a little different.
There's two big that's a big difference.
Kind of crazy.
People here drive and people there walk.
It's like
crazy because like cars are basically illegal in New York.
You can't have them.
You could.
Well, you can get a permit, but it's really hard to get that.
It's really complicated.
We could look that up.
Well, it's just different because it's like, you know, like in New York, like if you need to go somewhere and you don't want to get a taxi, you don't have a car, and you walk, you have to get an Uber. But it's like in LA, if you don't have a car and you can't find a taxi, and you're not going to walk there. Like you have
Forget
to get an Uber.
It. Forget it. The other thing about it is like, for example, if you're stuck in LA and you don't know how to get out, and the first time you ever like even found out that like planes are not something from movies was like very recently, you're like, ugh, I only get one plane in my life. It brought me here. Like, how am I going to get back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got to rent some oxen.
You get it. So like, what are three things that you like credit with like your success from day to day?
I think just working with people that I like is really helpful to me. And being trying to be the kind of person that other people want to work with.
Yeah. So, where do you buy that?
You know, it's mostly like from inside your heart.
That's cool.
But you know, sometimes you could bring donuts to the office or something like that. Yeah.
Cool.
I like, just trying to write the type of stuff that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
When I'm able to do that.
What's the hardest time you've ever laughed?
Oh God.
That's a really big question. That Maybe like question. What's a recent time that you laughed really hard?
I was laughing today, stupid, we were talking about weighing ourselves, and I was laughing at the idea of someone like having a weight but dry as hell. Like it's, instead of like saying like, oh, that girl weighs 140 pounds, dry as hell. And everyone else moved on because they're talking about how much someone weighs soaking wet. And everyone else moved on. And I could not stop laughing at how silly that was.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was funny to me.
That's very funny.
I love that.
Okay.
Thanks. I've considered like maybe being a comedy writer. Like it sounds like I would be probably the best at it. But like
Div,
I just
so
like
funny.
I'm so busy. Like I don't.
You're so funny.
Everyone says I'm really funny.
Tell that joke you always tell.
You're really funny.
I have this joke where it's like, if Richard Nixon were still alive, I'd fucking assassinate him.
Yeah. That joke scares me, and that's why I think it's good.
Yeah, because all humor, it's like scare plus time.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me try.
Comedy equals scare plus time.
Yeah.
Let me try. One day the horses might die.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you so much.
That's good. After you guys don't get into it too soon, you'll take my job.
Oh my God. Speaking of, what have you done with your glory?
You know, I don't think I've done enough with it.
Wow.
Yeah. And to the, you know, like lots of times I'll lie to people about what my job is because people will want to talk to me. That's about good. That and I don't want to talk about it.
What do
well,
you say?
That's your right. That's,
let's do a role play. Okay, sort of party and like just pretend like I'm an annoying person that you would want to talk to.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Just pretend.
That.
And okay. I'm the drink.
Okay, she's the drink. Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you do?
Clink.
I'm an assistant.
Slurp.
So that's how it goes.
For like a famous person?
No, like I'd make copies and things like that.
Oh, boring. I'm going over here.
Thank
someone dropped
God.
Me.
But then I'll be like, why doesn't anyone ever want to talk to me? So it's like a weird in-between thing.
Yeah.
I got back up.
Oh, no. Sorry, I spilled my drink. Can you hand me that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I showed up for my first 101 class.
Crash.
And
I dropped my drink.
No, that was like a wave of liquid crashing against the side of the glass.
Oh.
It was different.
Is there a flood outside?
There's a flood outside.
No, why are we talking about my job when there's a flood at this party?
No, it's inside the glass. Gosh, I've messed it up. I've messed up the reenactment.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I messed up the reenactment.
It's okay. You're going through a lot.
Remember what our sensei said. You guys owe us $500. You're not allowed to come until you pay.
That's right.
Okay.
To come?
Yeah.
Oh, to come back.
To the class.
Okay.
So, what's your favorite way to pass the time when you're in a getaway car leaving a crime?
You're in the car, the crime's being committed. You're like, how am I going to kill this time?
Did I commit the crime or am I just a driver?
You're an accomplice.
We're not saying anybody committed any crime. It's just so you got to get away.
But I got to get away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd probably play the license plate game. Like,
ooh, what's that?
Oh, that's where you say license plate. Who can find a license plate?
That seems like it would be easy because there's license plates, just abound.
Oh, I'm
but
really
this particular
it.
Way that I play, it's like you find the different states and everyone tries to find different states.
That's fun.
That's great.
What is that?
A state, again, coming back to maps, if you look at a map, a state is like a more of a self-contained governing unit within like the greater federal it's just a land mass.
So I've got a question because our theme for this week is cravings.
Ugh.
What's something that you like have craved that has been illegal?
Something I've craved that has been illegal.
Either by law or by, you know, your own personal law.
I think I've craved drinking and driving.
Yeah, it's so fun.
But I've tried to stay away from it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty boring. There's not that much that I crave that is illegal.
Do you? Are there certain foods that you crave sometimes? Like you just can't
like
get
enough?
Like
horse meat?
Or like...
Because you
like
can't slaughter horse meat.
Like a goldfish cracker?
Oh, God. Both of those are so decadent. I like grapes. Green ones.
Okay. Oh.
I like grapes.
Seeds?
Very controversial.
No seeds. No seeds.
Seedless.
Fuck you. No seeds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Sorry.
Finally, someone stands up to seeds.
Honestly, yeah. We're pretty fiercely anti-seeds.
Yeah.
We don't think that people should plant anything. I go to different gardens and just pull it up.
Well, someone plants it.
Yeah,
you
I just don't.
It? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. I don't think anyone should plant anything.
Mm.
Pretty anti-leaf.
Yeah.
If you were like a war or like a sort of like a battle, what would you be?
If I was a war or a battle.
I'm man versus nature.
Oh, that's good. Battle of Hastings.
Oh, that's...
What are you?
I think I would probably be the war on Christmas. No, no, it's a joke.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. Does that do it for you?
Yeah,
do you like
that
answer?
Yeah,
that okay. We got time. Excited.
Okay, yeah, then that's what I am.
Because we love Christmas.
And on that note, we were hoping that you would stick around and play a game with us.
Sure.
Okay, this game is one for the books. It is called...
Me-pee, he-pee, or Big B. This is a very straightforward game. Okay. Basically, this is where we decide. There are three guys. We decide which one we'd pee on,
okay,
which one we'd let pee on us.
Okay. And which guy we'd feel comfortable seeing us get stung by a Big B.
It's a very vulnerable moment.
Oh, I see. Me-pee,
yeah.
He-pee, or Big B.
Big B, okay.
We all played it. Okay, first one. Justin Timberlake, Seth Rogen, Robert Pattinson on a bad day.
On a bad day.
Yeah.
Me pee, Big B.
I would pee on Justin Timberlake.
Same.
I would, what's the other one?
Seth Rogen and Robert Pattinson on a bad day.
I would let Robert Pattinson on a, well, you said bad day.
Oh, sorry, bad day. Oh,
yeah.
Good day. What do you say?
Bad day?
This
bad
really
day.
Makes a difference.
I think it's bad
no,
day.
No, it doesn't. Fuck it. I would let him pee on me any day of the week. And I think Seth Rogen, I would like be fine with him seeing me get stung by a bee because he gets it. He knows what it is.
He's like
to
a
be
puppy
normal.
Dog, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Here's your next one.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Brad Pitt.
Mm.
Jerry Maguire.
Mm. Jerry Maguire, the character?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I would pee on Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he deserves it.
He does.
I would let Barack Obama pee on me because he has a lot of hard days and I would be like, hey, you need it. Go ahead, pee on me.
So, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a perk of being president.
Yeah. I voted for him. And then I would let Jerry Maguire see me get stung by a bee because he doesn't exist. So he couldn't tell anyone about it.
That's love true. It. And love he'd be it. Like, show me the Big Bee.
Well,
show
no one needs
me
no
the
one,
Big Bee.
I don't know why you guys feel like I should be ashamed of getting stung by a bee.
It's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
I wouldn't feel embarrassed by it. I'd be like, I'm interacting with nature.
Wow. You're you know so I mean? Liberated.
I'm pretty liberated. And I'll tell you, it's from like living in Los Angeles, you guys.
We wow. hear. Just yeah. being close to those tar pits, I can't imagine. Okay. John Bastow, LeBron James, Jet Li on a good day.
Who's the first person?
John Bastow. He invented the Bowflex. He also survived the Indian tsunami.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah.
And Jet Li is the third one?
Jet Li on a good day.
On a good day.
I would let them all get together and pee on me at the same time.
That is correct.
Oh,
correct.
Thank
that
you.
Is good. Okay, how about this next one? Carl Sagan, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Ryan Seacrest. You know, three scientists okay. in our time.
Yeah.
I would... fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh,
I would marry Carl Sagan.
Uh huh.
And I would pee on Ryan Seacrest.
That's yes. an improvement on the game. That's a significant improvement.
It is. Yeah. This. So the next few rounds, it can just be like any sort of verb as long as one of them is peeing.
Yeah. And honestly, I would love to know what the bee is doing at the time. If
what
it's not singing anyone.
Yeah. He's like, why am I even here?
Honestly,
yeah,
exactly. I peed on a bee before and it was pretty brutal. Okay. Stephen King, Dr. Drew, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Careful.
I would give Mr. Rogers a proper burial because he deserves it.
Was he improperly buried?
Yeah. They put him on a platform in the trees for animals to eat him.
That's not true. The animals would not dare eat Mr. Rogers.
No, that was the problem. So he's just up there. I would gaslight Dr. Drew. And I would sort of like a bump into Stephen King.
That's like so weird. I would get stung by a bee in front of all of them.
Ew.
Oh, that's so gross. You're nasty. Ew.
Sorry.
Whoa, you're a freak.
Do
this is why I love this
parents listen to this podcast?
I don't think so.
Good.
No, her dad's like too rich.
My dad's too rich. My mom's too beautiful.
You have a rich dad and beautiful mom?
Yeah.
It's like weird.
It's summertime and the living is easy.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
It's from a song.
I don't know what you mean. Okay, here's your next one, Christine. Mm-hmm. Wayne Brady, Clint Eastwood, and Wayne Brady.
Ooh, tough.
Tough. Tricky.
I would make Wayne Brady pee on Wayne Brady.
Wow. No, that's... Christine has to answer. Don't...
Sorry, I jumped in.
You can't help yourself around Wayne Brady. You
can't.
Sick dog.
I'm just like, give it to me, you know?
I would make Wayne Brady as Sammy Davis Jr. pee on Wayne Brady as Michael Jackson.
Whoa.
And what was the other one? Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just smack his face and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Good. You're so good at this game.
That's my take on Clint Eastwood. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And he's like, get off my lawn.
And he's like, where's the bee at?
He's like, get on my lawn.
Get on it, you bee.
Get on it, you big bee.
Pollinate my flowers.
Yeah.
And then I rip up his garden. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
And then the bees are like, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
Do you have one last one for Christine, Dev?
Yeah. Okay. Derek Jeter. Mm-hmm. Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh, dear.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I've never been more wet.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point of this game. The point of me pee, he pee, or big B is to get you wet. So wet you just slide right out of here.
You can just slide home. Yeah, just... We can validate slide.
I think if you let The Rock pee on you, it would break part of you.
Like, yeah.
If you'd be so positive.
On your shoulder, it would break your shoulder because the stream is probably healthy. So I would pee on him.
I Fair. Would. Save yourself.
Who's the third? Oh, and Derek G. Oh, God, this is harder than I thought. Because I don't want any part of Malcolm Gladwell. Okay, no, I would pee on Malcolm Gladwell.
Same.
I guess I would let...
Wait, you're peeing on both of them.
I guess I would let... Am I? Can I just pee on all of them?
Yes!
Okay.
You won.
Yeah, that's...
Yay, you won. The game. I'll tally up the points. Yeah, you have 38. That's
38
points? A record.
Nice. Thank you. I didn't even like prepare. It's my first time playing ever.
I mean, no, really?
It's a really like popular game.
You're really good at it.
Yeah, you're really good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for being here, Christine.
The theme of that was cravings.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Reductress, we stay on topic.
Honestly, we get on the toppy.
We get on the toppy and we don't get off until the Rocky Toppy toppies us.
We like it on top.
We like it on the toppy. We have our last segment, and that segment is called
Spill It.
And this is basically where we just talk about the cool things that we have going up, but then we call it Spill It to make it sound like we're not bragging.
Okay.
Div, what do you got going on?
So this week I will be composting non-compostable materials in a deep well. Mm-hmm. It's an art piece to prove that my ex-boyfriend was wrong. And everyone can come, but nobody can look at it.
This week I'm going to be renting out the Hamilton Theater so that everyone can reenact a childhood experience where I thought I saw the Tooth Fairy, so I can look at it from the outside and figure out what did I really see.
Wait, no, Quinn, that's what I'm doing next week.
No, that's what I'm doing next week.
Ah,
girl,
we go together.
Is that in New York?
Yeah.
So then you're assuming you'll get out of here. That's nice.
We're hoping.
We're so optimistic.
It's really hard to find coverage. It's kind of a specific thing.
Christine, what do you have coming up? Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Nanglish, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Perfect.
We love it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Tune in next week when we contemplate the nothingness.
I would pee on both of you guys.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Papalardo, Nicole Silverberg, and Anna Dresden. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Christine Nangle. Check out reductress.com for more and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.